The pathwork. Here is a condensed version. There are many nuances. Here is a condensed version. There are many nuances. At some point in the distant past, a lover said that in the pathwork, curiosity is the most significant human emotion, and that sexual curiosity is its apotheosis. Back in those foggy reaches, I picked up a pathwork book one day, and it said, be careful about eroticizing, not having, as it would be difficult to escape. And in the mists, there were several synchronous messages from different readers and healers. One said that I needed to be celibate for 2 years. Two others said I would be ejaculating into women less. Can you imagine the poignancy of this? It is the most beautiful feeling of utter submission to the feminine to ejaculate into she. This synchronous message reached me, and I got the courage to experiment with celibacy periods with the intent of perhaps working up to 2 years. From this foggy coastline, Book of Blue emerges, a crystal city I saw in the distance one day, photographing a woman looking into a mirror. My first conscious experiments in celibacy coincided with many delightful women passing through my studio, and an understanding emerged intuitively. I was to endure them sexually without ever touching or tasting, much less penetrating she. There was a delicacy of exchange here that started bringing me closer to women than I had ever been, all with an unspoken understanding that I needed to not fuck them, and that I needed to take my desire and my projection and need to myself. I would study women witnessing themselves in the mirror, eye gazing or orgasming or reconciling, and would be left alone with myself in those same mirrors. Through this time, I entered a phase of total honesty about thirsting for and drinking my own semen. Many of my Book of Blue companions intuited this whole current, and we explored the energy of me desiring and not having them, and of them being desired, of the understanding that this was for my growth, and then unraveling my self-cum scenario, my cum mirrors becoming a thing of open admission, and I am being at peace with myself, knowing how many people know I lick my dry cum off of mirrors. Many, many witnessed and do. In the midst of this all were a few episodes of my deepest thought being that the most beautiful feelings would come from my consciously chosen celibacy, to no longer require women to say no, to no longer require women to say no, though this has gone from my bane to my forbidden pleasure. And there I was, my curiosity lit up by eroticizing, not having, teasing myself with my agonizing need to drink cunt and be left with a pool of my seed on a crusty mirror, and I lick myself up right there. Or I leave myself to become part of the landscape, eventually someday to be licked back. Fuck, it feels so good to say this to you, Chris J. And here I am, eroticizing, not having, in a sense. along all this way, I made love to me in the presence of female-female couples, male-male couples, groups, and male-female couples. I have internalized all of this, all these mudras, these postures of existence. Male-female is the most profound for me now, as I need to experience a man and a woman complete one another and turn that toward my mirror. I want them to be totally enraptured in one another and ignorant of me, and then I so urgently want to show him my cum-filled mouth. There's that moment. That is what it is all about this whole drama, to show him my cum tongue after he has roared his climax into she. I would eat his semen out of she. I have done so once. Here's where I am going with all of this. Here's where my curiosity has led me. And I think, okay, I've confronted this fully, confronted this being my only sex. And I have had the pleasure of she holding space for me. And I make peace with this a little more. And then another thought. I have experienced this and can now experience anything. I'm entirely blissfully sexually neutral. Stem cell, germ cell. I can morph into any orientation or gender, including surrendering to my deep need to drink the semen of other men, my deep need and love of masturbating with fresh semen of another man. So good, Jay. And my thirst and delight for the yoni, which the goddess may quench if she so chooses. Tonight I will moan into my mirror and milk out my beauty, the more lovely for you knowing. Thank you for knowing.